But since you can, you got to honor the gift that is in her. What an incredible, incredible morning this has been. Again, thank you for being with us, both in the room and online today. What a beautiful Christmas experience. The awesome, awesome touch of God in this house. I just want to spend a few moments with you today in Christmas message, honestly. If you'll give me about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, because I wore this suit and I may have to just tell it like it needs to be told. But I just feel God in the room today, and I want to talk to you about a present from God. I know we're giving presents, serving families yesterday, and you're making your list and checking it twice, and you're trying to give kids their wish, and maybe a spouse or a loved one, however large or small the present may be. But this season, while it is certainly a Jesus season, and while he needs to be in his rightful place, the season is certainly marked by the giving of gifts and presents, and they are meaningful to us. They are special to us. But I want to talk to you about a different present today. I really have been on a personal journey the last number of weeks. I think it has so much to do with all that we are dealing with in 2020. I think it has as much to do with how disappointing this year has been, how much of a struggle, a challenge, how many difficult days we have faced in 2020. So somewhere along the way, I knew I couldn't control that. I couldn't fix that. You can't fix a pandemic. You can't solve that by yourself. So all I know to do is to get in the presence of God. And personally, I have been genuinely hungry for him. And it's possible today that we need to redefine what it means to be in the presence of God. Why even is there a need for redefinition? I think in many cases it has been dumbed down so much. For someone who has no history in the church, for someone who maybe this is your first time in a long time in the house of God, that may not mean as much to you. But for people who have been around a long, long, long time, you know what it means to be in the presence of God. Sometimes it's easy to trade entertainment for a genuine move of God. Sometimes it's easy to try to kind of switch and maybe fake the people out with certain lighting or some trickery, if you will. I'm not saying that's anyone's motive, but I think sometimes we try to generate, we try to manufacture, we try to produce with talent what only God can do. And the only way that it comes is when people are hungry for, and when people desire with all of their hearts, when people reach from deep down within them and say, you know what, God, there is nothing that compares to you. There is no one standing beside you. I worship you and you alone, and I'm going to give you the very best praise that I have because you are worthy. You see, we're living in information overload. We have more ideas about God, more sermon access than ever You can get on Facebook today and find any one of hundreds of churches online today. Thank God for every one of them. Thankful that we have the opportunity to be online today to minister and to help people that may tune in here. But we have information overload, more ideas about God, more access than ever. And really, in the last 10 years, because of smartphones, we have constant messaging. You just think about how often and how much you have your phone. I know you're waiting for them to be completely waterproof so that you can take them into the shower with you and not even miss whatever message may come in that 3 or 4 minutes that you're just trying to bathe yourself. We have constant messaging, and it's happening in the church as well. It sounds great to just have constant access, but actually studies show that even though there is tons of information in 2020, there is little transformation. Even though churches are larger than they've ever been, there is less transformation in people's lives. Lost people know more about God than ever before, but have no experience with God. They have knowledge about Him, but no experience with Him. It's why it's our heart here every Sunday to both educate and experience you. To not only teach about God, but to experience the presence of God. Let me talk to you today about a present from God. Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse number 18. I'm still on time. Everything is good. Matthew 1, verse number 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. You have to imagine this scene. Mary, who is just a young girl, comes to her fiancé and says, I'm with child, but I have good news. It's God's baby. I don't know how many have tried that since, but it hasn't ever worked. it's God's baby. And so Joseph does what any man would do. Wait a minute. I know this isn't me, and I don't know who this God person is that you're talking about, but you and I are over and done. I'm going to find you a curb to sit on, and we'll just get on with our respective lives. But verse 20 says that after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. You're to name him Jesus, but they're going to refer to him as Emmanuel. You're to name him Jesus, but his nickname is going to be Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, Jesus was a fairly common name. But Emmanuel, God with us, that was not common. Because until now, they had experienced God at a distance. It was only one time a year that the high priest was allowed to go in to the Holy of Holies, and the people just waited outside. They just twiddled their thumbs and hoped that everything went all right on the inside, but now we have this Jesus who is Emmanuel, God with us. He's no longer at a distance. He's no longer way over there across the room. And this is important because there are too many people who know his mission, but they do not know the man. They know what he did, but they do not know what he is doing. Let me tell you, in 2020, like never before, we need a God who is up close and personal. We need the presence of God. We need an experience with God. You who are watching online today, you need an experience with God. We need his presence saturating our lives, not just once a week when I'm at the church or tuned in online, but I need his presence in my car. I need his presence in my cubicle at work. I need his presence at school with my kids. I need the presence of God. And hear me today, the presence of God was his presence. The present of God, the gift that he wanted to give to us, was his presence, Emmanuel, God with us. John 14, verses 16 and 17, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. I can't think of a more powerful verse in this season than John 14. The world cannot even see him. Again, we're in information age. We've got access to everything we want right here at the tip of our smartphone. We've got access everywhere, but no experience. And he said, the world cannot see him because they are not looking for him. But you who are in the house of the Lord on Sunday, you that have set aside time on Sunday to tune in and say, hey, I've got to be in his presence. I'm going to see the Lord high and lifted up simply because I am looking for him. He's not just an option in my life. He's not just a, well, if I have time in my life. He's not just a, well, if the weather is right and the schedule clears up. No, he is a priority in my life. He is a desire in my life. He is number one in my life. I'm going to let a lot of stuff go before I allow my time in the presence of God to be compromised. I'm going to let other things fall by the wayside. Other things. Nothing else, in fact, is more important than my time in the presence of God, because his present to me is his presence, and I want to be in the presence of the Lord. I want to be in the presence of the Lord. Why does his presence matter so much? Let me give you three reasons before you go on your way today. Number one, presence matters when I need help. Presence matters when I need help. I know what it feels like to be at the end of a rope and a friend walk through the door. Their presence matters to me. I know what it's like to be facing impossibility and the phone ring and it's someone from hundreds of miles away that would say, I can't be there right now, but if you need me to come, but just knowing I've got them in proximity, man, it means so much to me. If that is meaningful to us, then how much more meaningful is it that God wants to come close to us when we need help. Did the Bible not tell us that He is an ever-present help? He's ever-present in our time of trouble. Can I just preach to someone on this Christmas Sunday morning? No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with in your life, no matter what unknowns are surrounding you, He is present with you. All you have to do is say, Lord, I want you closer than ever before. I want you nearer in my life than ever before. I don't want to miss you in this season, because your presence matters when I need help. The reality is, if you were drowning today, it wouldn't matter to you how you were being saved. Just save me. Whether you have a boat or a raft or a life vest, anything, I'll take anything. Cast a lure my direction and hope it catches me. Just anything. Just help me out of this drowning situation. And 2020 has many of us feeling as though we are drowning. We are overwhelmed. We are stressed. Our relationships are in crisis. I can't think of a better time to be in the presence of the Lord than right now. I can't think of a more important time to be in the presence of the Lord than right now. I need Him because His presence matters when I need help. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 3 through 5. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power. We need His presence to be powerful. I've got plenty of voices from man speaking in my life, but what I need is God's presence, because God's presence provides power. Number two, His presence matters when I'm afraid. Not only does presence matter when I need help, His presence matters when I am afraid. Because there's something about needing help and being afraid that go hand in hand. The reality is, before the answer comes in my life, my fear is that the answer will never come. Anybody ever been there before? I'm afraid this is not going to work out. I need help, but I'm convinced for one reason or another that help is never going to come. And so fear has gripped my life. Fear has gotten the best of me, and I'm afraid the answer is never going to come. Someone in this room is feeling that way. Someone at this Christmas season is feeling that way, that your answer is never going to come. Everyone around you is smiling. Everyone around you is laughing. Everyone around you, they're wearing their ugly Christmas sweater as their regular nice sweater. And everything, just they just seem so happy. And you're over here all Grinch. I just don't know if my answer is ever going to come. I have a feeling that when we turn the calendar page from December 31 to January 1, it's going to be just as bad as it was, and it's just going to be a continuation of the struggle and the depression and the pain and the difficulty and the sadness. Hear me, God's presence matters when I'm afraid. Isaiah 41 and 10, fear not, for I am with you. Hebrews 13 and 5, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Because when I get in God's presence, it gives me peace. That's why if you're feeling any of those things I described a moment ago, don't let the devil cheat you out of the opportunity to be in God's presence. Whatever that looks like in your life right now, if you're able to be in the house or if you're gathering online, whatever that looks like for you, don't let anything keep you from being in the presence of God, because His presence brings peace. Someone messaged me just a week or so ago, and they said, "Pastor Darrell, I want you to know that I'm online right now. I'm staying in and being cautious and being careful. But I want you to know your preaching is getting through. I'm feeling it here in my living room. God is meeting with me, and man, nothing warmed my heart more. Nothing excited me more, because wherever I am, you may not be where you want to be right now. You may not want to be at home right now, but that's where you are. Wherever you are, and you can meet with God, because there is nothing that is more important in our lives." And number three, and where I'll close this Christmas Sunday, is that presence matters when I need assurance. Presence matters when I need help. Presence matters when I'm afraid, and presence matters when I need assurance. And oh, how often I need assurance. Can I tell you today that the most confident person you know, the most have it all together individual that you could name today, the person whom you've never seen sweat, the person who never gets rattled, can I tell you that that person needs assurance also? You understand something, as self-sufficient, as I don't need anybody, as current culture and ideology wants to make us, as I don't need no man, I don't need no woman, I don't need whatever pop culture theology wants to try to win you to, every single person from Adam until the newest baby born this morning, everyone was created to need. Everyone was created to need God. You'll never make enough money to no longer need God. You'll never get educated enough to no longer need God. You'll never be in love enough to no longer need God. God has a way of shifting things in your life just so that all of the things that you have depended on, all of the things that you have relied on, all of the things that have counted in the past suddenly mean nothing. And the only thing that will satisfy is the presence of God. John 9, verses 17 and 25, finally, they turned again to the blind man. "What do you have to say about him? You were in a mess. What do you say?" They were trying to interrupt an argument where Pharisees and religious people were angry that Jesus had healed a man. They were upset that he hadn't done it on the right day or in the right way or according to the blueprint that they had laid out. And so finally, in the middle of this argument, they turned to the man who needed the miracle. And they said, what do you have to say about him? He replied, Whether he is a sinner or not, speaking of Jesus, I don't know. But one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. What do you say about Jesus? All I know is my life was broken. I was full of questions. I had pain here and pain. All I know is that I walked into a church one night. All I know is that I lifted up my hands. Man, I feel God in this room right now. All I know is that I cried out to him. I didn't always have the words I have right now. I didn't always know how to get myself into the presence of the Lord. I didn't know anything about entering his gates or coming into his courts. I didn't know anything about the church protocol, what I was supposed to wear or what I was supposed to get. I didn't know anything about the rules or the regs. All I know is that my life was in shambles. All I know is that everyone else seemed happy and I was sad. And I came into the presence of the Lord. And it was a light bulb that turned on in my spirit. It was an awakening in my spirit. All I know is that I found what my soul had been looking for. Someone handed me a present, and that present changed my life because he gave me access. It doesn't matter where I am in the world. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world around me. I have access into the presence of God, and there is nothing that can take it from me. Does his presence matter to anyone in this room today? It's the presence of God. It's a beautiful Sunday. It's a beautiful congregation of people in the house and online today. Welcome. Welcome not to the church. Not to Pastor Darrell. Welcome to the presence of God. Tooney, I don't know how you do what you do. While you were up here worshiping God and dance, I thought, I'm going to do that with her next year. Y'all pray for me. I don't know about tights. What y'all laughing at? What I know is that when Tooney walked off this stage, there were tears running down her face. She was trembling. What is that? It's not the move. It's the presence of God. The presence of God, it breaks chains. It destroys yokes. It mends brokenness. I don't know who you are in this room. I don't know what you're facing. We've got other things we're going to do here in just a moment. But I have a feeling that the Lord would love to help someone in this house. I have a feeling that the Lord would love to do a miracle in someone's life. If you're in this room and you need God in a profound way, I just want you to stand where you are. Just stand where you are. It's not going to be everyone. That's all right. But you find yourself desperate for something. Stand where you are. It may be healing in your body. It may be relief in your mind. It may be just absolving me from this anxiety that I'm feeling in my life right now. I need a miracle from God. He's about to give you a present, sir. He's about to bless you this season, ma'am. God is about to help. He's about to help. In Jesus' name, if you're sitting close to one of these, would you just stretch your hand or just reach out to them for just a moment and let's pray. Father, we thank you for moving. We thank you for meeting us. We thank you for helping us. We thank you for working for us. There is nothing like your presence. What a beautiful Sunday. What incredible songs and performance and blessing we have all witnessed in this room today. But listen, there is nothing that compares to your presence, and I feel your presence right now. Thank you for being my help when I am in trouble. Thank you for being my assurance. Thank you today, Lord, for being my peace. Thank you for helping me. I pray for each one of these people on their feet right now. I pray for people that are still sitting that were too nervous, too overwhelmed to even stand. I ask you to rush in with your presence and make the difference in our lives. In Jesus' name. Now would everyone stand across this room. In Jesus' name. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence, surely the presence of the Lord.